Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sfarno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz, looking at Chapter 5, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion, Paragraph 7. A lot of commentary on this one, so we're going to have to do it a little faster than usual. Bear with me, stay with me, let's see my favorite number 7. Shiva Devar Megolim, there are 7 traits that categorize an uncultivated person. Veshiva B'chacham, and 7 an unlearned person. Chacham, a learned person. Eino medaber fnei misha gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyan. He doesn't speak before one who is greater than him in wisdom or years. Ve'eino nichnas l'soch divrei chaver. He does not interrupt the words of his fellow. Ve'eino nivhal l'hashiv. He is not answering impetuously. Shol ke'inyan. He questions with relevance to the subject. Ve'meshav ka'alach. He replies accurately. Ve'omer al rishon rishon. He answers first things first. Ve'al acharon acharon. And last things last. Ve'al mashal lo shema amar. Something he didn't hear about. He says, lo shamati. I didn't hear. I don't know. Omol de'ala emes. And he acknowledges the truth. Ve'chilu fehen begolam. The reverse of these is an uncultivated person. So you answer things in the right order. You talk about things in the right order. You admit when you don't know something. You don't interrupt someone. You let someone else who's smarter than you, older than you, wiser than you speak first. And you think about the truth. You talk about the truth. You talk about things that are relevant. So the Sfarno has lots to say. Let's see if we can get through it here on the TTPA. After teaching the importance of the theoretical part of the Torah and its practical part and their impressive worth to Hashem as well as goodness, after telling us of the conduct of those who rebelled against the light, those who rebel against Hashem, and conversely the ways of his servants, and those who pursue different analytical and practical aspects of Torah, finding favor. After all this, the Tana cautions us regarding those things which are useful in comprehending theoretical parts of the Torah, being the ways of the wise person, then talks us not to go in the ways of the golem. To make sure to go in the proper ways. The Tana talks about the Golem, because these are the ways taught to us by our teacher Moshe in the book of Eov, which is attributed to him by our sages in Baba Basra. From these negative wicked traits, you could see the virtue of the opposites. But talking about the noble ways of the wise person, you could really learn about the opposite persons, the opposite kind of a person. So thinking about learned people, talking about a learned person, someone who lets someone greater than him talk first, we see by Elihu, who did not speak before those older than him, for he believed they were superior to him, as it talks about in Eov, and talks about over there. He doesn't interrupt the words of his fellow. It's written that Elihu bided his time to address Eov, as opposed to the other friends who went and spoke right away. He doesn't answer impetuously. He doesn't answer before he hears the opinion of his friend, which is the opposite of the behavior of Bildad, who said, would God pervert justice? But Eov responds, he has been misunderstood, talking about, truly I know this is not so, but how can man expect to best Hashem? And then he questions with relevance to the subject, as opposed to Eliphaz, who said, do not recall, I beg you, who is innocent, who was ever lost? To which Eov responds, I have sinned, can I do it to aught to you, watcher of men? How is that you cannot forgive the sin? Meaning it would be befitting that my repentance should be sufficient to cleanse me. Replying accurately as opposed to the conduct of Eov's 3 companions who were rebuked by Hashem, as he states, you did not speak appropriately in your defense of me. He discusses first things first, as did Elihu, who said, see, no fear of me need terrorize you, but you spoke to my ears, I am blameless without iniquity, finds pretext against me. About something he has not heard, he said, I haven't heard, as opposed to Sophar, who said, would that God would speak and inform you of the hidden recesses of wisdom. He acknowledges the truth as opposed to all of 3 Eov's friends, which said against the 3 friends his anger flared because they were unable to find an appropriate answer. They pronounced Eov guilty. Of course, Eov is a very difficult book, a very esoteric book and technical book in some aspects, in some levels. It's hard to decipher and understand the story, but understanding these traits, finding the traits of a chacham, someone who understands, someone who's greater than him, someone who understands to answer the right things in the right way, and first things first, last things last, giving credence to those who are smarter than us. The notes point out the expression, those who rebel against the light of God, refers to the 10 generations from Adam to Noah, and then Noah to Abraham, who angered Hashem through their behavior and evil deeds. This was true also of the children of Israel in the wilderness, who tested God 10 times. The term light used by the Sfarno is one used frequently in Tanakh and our Tefillah as well, descriptive word for the illumination and radiance that comes from Hashem. It's a metaphor for Torah as well. Some examples come from Tehillim and from Mishlei as well. And when we talk about in Tefillah, we talk about Baruchinu Be'or Panecha, one who turns away from Hashem and violates his commandments is someone who's rebelling against light. You should realize that we should do what we can to be involved in things that bring light and not darkness to our life. Don't rebel against Hashem, but listen to Hashem. Understanding to find the right traits, the right character traits, and the right proper ways of going about things in the Chacham, that is a way that we should go about in our life to find those positive character traits to find from the Chacham. The book of Eov relates the story of a righteous man who was sorely afflicted from heaven, from Hashem, through the death of children, loss of possessions, and personal pain and suffering. Four friends try to come comfort him, sharing his troubles and discuss ramifications of the fate to explain why it happened. Eov in turn rejects most of their arguments and admonitions. According to one opinion in the Talmud, it was authored by Moshe. Svarno here suggests the character traits of the wise man and the golem described in our Mishnah reflected in the arguments and the statements of Eov's four friends. And he goes about and tries to explain how this is so. He matches verses and psukim in the book of Eov with the descriptive phrases of the Mishnah depicting the wise men and the uncultivated person. Talks about each one going through it, talking about the traits that are found in the friends and in the other people. And looking at the different traits in the Mishnah, we see that we have to look at the traits of the wise man, of the Chacham. Look at what we know about our life and what we know that Hashem does things for the good. So try to stay towards the words of the Chacham, to the mannerisms and the traits of the Chacham. I apologize for speaking speedily today, trying to get through the Mishnah, all its commentary in our set time of being together. Try to be between 5 and 10 minutes, closer to the 5 minutes. But remember to stay and talk about what you know about. Let that learned person go first and let the person wiser go first before you. Don't interrupt the words of your fellow. Don't answer in a rash way. Question with relevance to the subject and answer accurately. Discuss the right things in the right manner, first things first. Acknowledge that you don't know everything. Even Rashi, the great Rashi, knew sometimes the things he didn't understand. I do not know. My heart tells me. Acknowledge the truth and understand to be a Chacham in how you speak and how you go about your life. And hopefully your life will be better off for doing so in all of your days. Join us next time as we talk 7 types of punishment that come to the world here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.